Windows Communication Foundation, or WCF for short, is designed to offer a manageable approach to create web services and web service clients. In this video, I'm going to show you how to start a WCF service to control role instances. A worker role here in Windows Azure to run any script file or .exe file. Before that, make sure you've installed Azure SDK 2.6 and signed in to your Azure portal. Now let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio 2012. Build the solution to make sure there are no errors. You need first to configure your worker role, which will host the WCF service. Open Worker Role 1 in the Windows Azure project, click Settings, and change Storage Connection String to your own. You can do this by clicking the button, choose Connect using your subscription, then select your own subscription and your storage account, and finally click OK to confirm. Next, you'll need to publish this worker role to Azure. To publish the worker role with administrator privileges, modify the .csdef file and add the following string: runtime execution context equals elevator. Then, make sure you've created your cloud service in Azure portal. Now, let's right-click the cloud service file to publish the worker role to Azure. In Publish Wizard, enable remote desktop for all the roles and set your username and password. After the publishing is completed, open your cloud service in Azure. And under Instances, you can find your worker role is running. To execute files on your instance, you need to upload an executable file to your blog storage. And as an example, I've uploaded a .txt file in the container doc. Then go back to the project, and in the program.cs file, you need to modify the container name and file name to match yours. Also, change the input endpoint of the worker role to match your own, and you can get that address in the dashboard of your cloud service right here. Now, let's take a look at the instancecontrollerservice.cs file. If this app runs successfully, it will create a temp file path with a random file name to store the file downloaded from your blog. And finally, set the client application as startup project. Now build and run the app to see how it works. The file is executed successfully. Let's go back to our instance and connect to it to check if the target file has been created. Click Connect at the bottom bar and then open the RDP file. Enter your credentials and click OK. After you've signed in, open the File Explorer and search for the target file 4test.txt in local disks. And as you can see, the file has been created under the temp folder in C drive.